Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome into another bonus episode of 5 Out. This week, I got the chance to sit down with Leon Poe. We talked at the Auerbach Center. Obviously, he's an NBA champion, played with the Boston Celtics for a few years, was drafted by them, spent some time with the Cavs, played with LeBron a little bit, also was with the Grizzlies for a little while. Got to talk about all that stuff and got his takes on a few things. Quite a few things that I did not expect to hear from Leon Poe. If you haven't already, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at 5OutPod. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. If you haven't left a rating and a review and you like the show, please be sure to do so. And if you're new to the show, you can subscribe on any of those platforms. And now that that's all out of the way, it's time for the interview with Leon Poe. Let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah. I just want to be alright with it. Yeah.
Like I said, we have Leon Poe. We are at the Auerbach Center, which, by the way, you didn't have this when you played, did you?
No, we did not have this. I didn't have it. My teammates didn't have it. We helped bring a championship to the city. I think this is the hard work. You know, it's finally showing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I see with other places, it's like starting to pop up everywhere, but no ring to show for it necessarily for all these other teams. But either way. Yeah. Back when you played, I mean, we hear, you know, last year was the 10-year anniversary, or was it the year before technically?
It was probably
last year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, because 08. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So throughout the course of it all, you know, we hear Paul Pierce, obviously gets a number retired, KG.
Yeah.
The controversy with Ray gets brought up here and there. But one thing that I feel like you guys don't get credit enough with is Eddie, Posey, you. You know, we hear Perk, but like you guys don't, like the role guys, I feel like never get brought up.
Oh, yeah. We do the dirty work. We prided ourselves off of coming into the game and, you know, picking up the starters. Even if they was down by 10 or up by 10, we wanted to build on the lead and help take the lead.
Right.
And so we had a pack. We made a pack with each other. Whoever's in there, you got to do your thing and make sure we play on one accord and play together. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it's not pretty and sometimes it was. But – it don't get talked about enough.
It doesn't get talked about enough. I love the role guys, because I feel like we were talking about it a little while ago. Now it seems like everything's about just getting as much talent as you can, which I've fallen into that before too, where it's like, yes, you know, you get Kyrie, it's like you got to take the talent with, yes, no matter what's going on, you got to take the talent. But at some point, you got to have guys. Like, that's why I like Semi so much.
Yeah.
He seems like a good role guy.
I love Semi. Yeah, he plays defense, shoot the three, as a team player. Can ask for much more of him, man. He's a great guy too as well. So, you know, we got a heck of a player in him.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to you, I mean, you did what you did. Eddie did what he did. Posey did what he did. And you had other guys. I know PJ was there too and everything. But like, when it comes to being like, all right, this is what I'm going to do, and this is my role. You know, I can go out of it a little bit, but I'm going to stay here. Is that hard?
Yeah, no, it was hard, because you know why? I told Doc Rivers, man, I can shoot threes. I said, Doc, I can shoot. And Doc was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, Doc, if you give me a chance, I can shoot threes in the game. And Doc was like, I don't know. I said, okay, Doc, well, after practice, I'm going to show you. I had Ray Allen throw me the ball back. I made almost every shot. I shot like 10 from each spot, on five spots on the three-point line.
For real?
I almost made every shot, only missed about four. Doc, he stood up, gave me a standing ovation. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to shoot threes in this game. Okay, ready for next game. Who we got? About to call all my friends. Hey, I'm about to shoot some threes this game. Watch out. And then he gave me a standing ovation. He started clapping, and then he brought me over. He said, come here, Leon. That was a good performance. And he said, if you shoot that blank in the game, you're going to be sitting right next to me.
For real?
I said, I just showed you I can shoot a three. He said, no, but I need you to play a role for us to win this championship and win games. So I got a set role for you. You're a dominator. You go down in the post. You take advantage of mismatches. You rebound. You offensive rebound. So damn. I need you to do that. And then I need you to be some type of enforcer where you dunking on people and yelling in people's face. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I do that already. Yeah. But I said, I can shoot threes too. No, Leon. Sit down.
I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but I think when I look back at your career, you don't even average – You didn't average one a game, right?
I didn't even average one a game. I think I took one. They threw it to me with the shot clock running down. I'm at half court. I had to throw it up. That was terrible.
Jeez, that's crazy. So actually, there's one thing I wanted to ask you was, if you were asked to stretch it out, you would have been able to do it.
I'd have been able to do it. I was shooting them AU. I did some in college. I shot some in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was just such a dominant force on the paint. People right. like to, you know, put me down there because I'm close to rebounding and all that. But I used to rebound out my radius anyway. Mm-hmm. And I could shoot it. And in workouts, I show that. But Doc needed me to play a certain role. And I was with that. I'm a team player. So I didn't took no offense to it. I was just like, right. well, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
So, yeah, I mean, it paid off in the end.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Throughout the course of the season, obviously you guys did very well. And
when you look back at it,
yeah.
and when I look back at it, Doc didn't want everybody out there shooting threes. He wanted some – he needed to find balance. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, good coaching is. He's a great coach. And mm-hmm. He was like, Leon, I need you here. I don't need you out here with Eddie House, with Ray Allen, with Paul Pierce, even some KG, even some Baby – Even some,
baby, yep.
even some Posey, PJ
yep.
Posey.
Yep.
Who else I'm gonna have down there? Then I need you coming off bringing force.
Just you and Perk, pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
And Perk. And, yeah, I said I need you bringing force. So that's what happened, and I see where he was going. And when we won the championship, he just looked at me, and I knew what he meant by that.
There you go. That's. I mean, it worked out in the end. Yeah. So when it comes to now, one thing we've talked about on the show a fair amount, and everybody talked about is how teams are trying to become the Warriors.
Yes.
And it's like everybody wants to be that sharp shooting team, like, but they have Clay, they have Steph, they had KD for a while.
Yes.
I mean, and other guys too, but it's like it seems like that's just because that's what they're good at, it's not the appropriate response, right?
No, it's not the appropriate response, but you know, it's a copycat kind of league. So if you see some other team doing something that's working, they winning championships, then you want to try to do that too as well, but you want to mm-hmm. do it to the best of your ability, the strength of your team.
Right.
And that's why I be telling people, you can't get outside the strength of your team. Like, if your team is not capable of shooting threes, don't make them shoot threes, because they're not going to go in,
yeah.
and you're not going to win. So it got to be a fine balance, I believe.
Yeah, and that's why when it comes to role guys, I wonder if that's why – I mean, they obviously haven't died off. I mean, I don't think Marcus Smart would like me to call him a role guy, but he serves a purpose, you know, defensively above all else.
Yeah.
Semi can serve a purpose, and there are other guys who do too. Mm-hmm. But, like, do you think – I just feel like the role player is, like, there are less and less of them in the game now, and it's...
No, it's like, right now, in this game, it's like everybody got equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know the stars. And,
well,
and
yeah.
you know the stars. They get X amount of shots. They can do what they want in the game. And then the role players, more than today's role players, like a defensive player.
3-and-D kind
Yeah, 3-and-D type of person, like a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But the coaches are letting you do everything out there. I mm-hmm. talked to Brad Stevens just a few minutes ago. He was like, I said, Coach, would you let me shoot three? He said, hey, if you can show me you can hit him, I'll let you shoot him.
Oh, man. So a few years younger.
Yeah, you get opportunities now that, you know, sometimes that wasn't afforded back in the day.
You know, speaking of if you were still playing now, there are – I was looking at it. So you were drafted in 06.
Yeah.
There are still seven guys playing right now
yeah.
from your draft class. Do you remember who it is off the top of your head? Because I have them in front of me.
Nah, go ahead.
Okay, so you got Aldridge, Rudy Gay, J.J. Redick, Tabo, Rondo, Kyle Lowry, and then Millsap.
Yep, and my guys.
Yeah.
yep.
So is there any one of them that surprises you more than the others that they've hung around for, was it now, 13 years?
Nah, Millsap's a hard worker, real hard worker. Can do a lot of things on the court. I like J.J. Redick always. He can shoot.
yeah.
And Rondo's just a basketball genius out there mm-hmm. with the ball. And so it's just a lot of – them guys bring something different to the table. And Kyle Lowry is just one of them guys that's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He at the point guard. He's a big body. He gets in the lane. He can pass. He can shoot it. A good leader. So, you know, everybody got their own niche, and that's why they're around.
I mean, looking at the draft, Millsap to me is most surprising because he was 47th overall.
Yep, mm-hmm.
But JJ has gotten better in his old age, which I don't know if you can explain that at all. I have no idea how that happened.
Yeah,
but
he got better.
It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, it's randomly happens with guys from time to time. I don't get it.
Yeah, it takes work at it. It takes work, and then that's why you see those guys like that gets better over time. That, you know, those are hard workers. They put the work in. They care about their craft, and they want to be the best that they can be.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that's all you can ask for.
Exactly. Now, obviously, you spent a little time elsewhere besides Boston. And I feel like around here, it doesn't get talked about as much, but I'm curious, Cleveland,
yeah.
Memphis,
mm-hmm.
What was it like there? I mean, in terms of fan base, all that, like, how was it different?
Oh, Cleveland, I love the fan base over there. The Cleveland Cavaliers fan base is great. They hard workers. They respect hustle. They respect the game. They want to win, you know, as always, as all fans. But they are some great fans over there and was just desperate to want some wins. And that's about it. And they respect hard work and they respect basketball.
So they must have loved you.
Yeah, they loved me. And that was good. But, you know, we had a couple times we could have won,
mm-hmm.
and we end up losing. But, you know, we put our best foot forward. We tried.
So you were there for LeBron's, was it last year there?
The last year.
Of the first turn. Mm-hmm. And then you were there for the first year after he had left.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like
that
must have
been
year.
That must have been a weird existence.
Yeah, that was. It was like I was there for like half the year, and it was just an eerie feeling over there. Everybody was just still stunned that he left.
Yeah.
And you know, so everybody was trying to figure out where to go from there. The fans, players, GM, owner, you know, everybody was trying to figure it out. And, you know, you can just do the best you can in those type of situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's all you can ask for. Now, and you had it was a brief stint, right?
Yeah, I moved on half the year, moved on to Memphis. Yes.
So you played with, now I like Conley a lot. I like Z-Bo.
It's a big Z-Bo, Mike Conley, Marcus Gasol. Them was my guys. Rudy Gay,
yep.
Played with them too.
That's right. Yeah, Rudy was there.
Yep.
Right.
And it was great. It was great. We end up getting into the playoffs, and we beat San Antonio in the first round, the number one seed.
I saw that. Yeah, they had it on TV the other day. Yep, uh-huh. Yep.
And we should have beat OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, we had the game won twice. I think we went to double or triple overtime, one or the other. Yep. They hit a shot to put it in the overtime, mm-hmm. each overtime. They hit a shot. Mm-hmm. And we was like, oh, it was deflating. Deflating that we think we won because we was going to go on to play Dallas. I think, believe, that year Dallas won the championship, I believe. And we had beat them 4-0 in the regular season, Dallas, because it was a bad matchup for them. Mm-hmm. We were a more physical team. And if we could have got to Dallas, I thought we could have won.
Going back to stuff going on in today's game, one thing that's – so Dennis Rodman was talking the other day. Did you see his 30 for 30 at all?
I didn't see the 30 for 30. I need to get a chance to watch that.
I haven't watched it yet either.
Yeah.
But it looks – I mean, it's Dennis Rodman, so it's going to be
– I watched everything almost on Dennis Rodman, rebounding and all that stuff and him playing. So, yeah, I like Dennis Rodman. That was one of my players that I liked back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What was your team – actually, what was your team growing up? Because you were in Oakland,
growing
right?
Growing up, yeah, we the Warriors. But I used to go to the game they used to bring me to the game with Chris Webber.
And really?
Chris Webber used to talk to me when I was younger, you know, after the games, after he played. And then that fun series they played in with the Lakers, I was there and backstage all the time too.
Really?
Yeah, so he gave me some game on how, you know, how to respect the game, how to work hard. Just let me know different stuff. Don't take stuff for granted and things like that. I was listening to him every single step of the way until he brought out Tyra Banks. And I stopped listening to him and I wanted to listen to her. And I asked her for advice.
Any way to talk to her, right?
Yeah, I was trying. He told me, young fella, don't do that. So I said, all right, okay, Mr. Weber. Okay, Mr. Weber, I'm done.
So how did you just like know someone who knew Chris and then it just worked?
Well, I was moving up in the ranks in high school, so I was one of the top players in the country and had a connection with one person. One of my mentors had a connection with this person at Sacramento, and they got me in and talked to Chris Webber after the games.
Okay.
And then he just said, yeah, you can come back anytime you want. And so they kept bringing me back. And you want to always get knowledge. That's what I wanted to do when I was young. I wanted to just get much knowledge as possible. Mm-hmm. So I hung on with a lot of pros and worked out with them and was able to do that. And that was fortunate enough for me. I was able to do that. And that helped me along the way as well, because I soaked up a lot of game from them.
So I was going to ask you about like the social media stuff, but you took it in a different direction. When it comes to kids, like you see now, some kids get found because of the highlight plays they put up on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. When it comes to like kids improving and things like that, like I feel like the knowledge of the game, like understanding what's going on, where we see guys move so fluidly, is so. Yes. Underrated, I guess. It doesn't get talked about as much. Is that something that like was a huge part of what you did?
Yeah, it's a huge part. We wanted to understand the game too, as well as you know make highlights and all that stuff, but we wanted to understand it. When we playing the game, me and my team, we wanted to understand it, like, okay, if this person goes up, what's the proper spacing, where's the proper court spacing I should be at. And we want to understand that at a young age, so when we look at basic offense and basic type of game situation things, we know what to do already. We ain't learning on the fly. And so some of these young guys these days, they just want to dunk and just run up and down the court and dunk.
Yeah,
that's good and all, but you want to understand the game too. That'll help you a lot along the way.
And I would think that it helps you pull off those highlight plays even
more
so.
Yes, because you know what position you're supposed to be in. If your player's cheating up a little bit, you know, just to go back door. And then if you don't get it, keep coming around, curl around to the basket, or pop out or flare out or make an L cut to get open. But sometimes we don't know that. And I was working with some players. They didn't know what the L cut and none of that was. They were like, just throw me the ball. But I said, ain't nobody going to throw you the ball if you think they're going to get a turnover. If they think they're going to get a turnover.
Yeah.
So you got to, understand the game.
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes to the other thing I was going to say with the social media stuff, with Rodman, he's quick to – the whole KD thing with the Wall Street Journal, I can understand why I'd be quick to criticize this weird situation.
Yeah.
But in general, his take on guys today are sensitive. You know, I'm always apprehensive to criticize the younger athletes because it's like, well, I always think it's better. You know, it was always better with the older guys because time heals all things. Is that a fair criticism on his anything?
I think a lot of people are, more aware of what's being said because
that's
of
true.
Social media.
That's true.
Back in the day, you don't know who's saying what. How you going to find out?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I'm sure KG said a lot of bad stuff about people.
you don't know. You ain't got no time to be sensitive back then because you don't know. But now everything is being published, and then it's published from Twitter accounts, the Instagram, the everything, so you know what's being said. And yeah, guys sometimes take it sometimes the wrong way, but sometimes they use it as motivation, and that helps too as well.
Yeah, I don't know why. I would think as an athlete where you want to go out and beat the best,
yeah,
you'd also want to beat the people. You wouldn't get sensitive about the people that hate you.
No, like when people talk bad about me. I'd be like, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you're not going to see this person. Oh, this person could dominate you. I ain't getting no sleep at night. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I ain't take no offense to it. I just want to go out there and show them.
Yeah, exactly. That's just fuel to the fire.
Yeah, that's all it is. And then, that's what it is for these young guys, I think. I think just the older guys take it the wrong way, because back then they didn't have social media like that. They didn't know what people said, so how would you take offense to anything if you don't know what they're saying?
Right Yeah, you only hear it on the court.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
I know one thing I did want to ask you about was like the toughest matchup for you back in the day, but I'm curious, everybody talks about how KG trash talked a ton and all these other guys.
Yes.
Who was there anybody who you not necessarily had a beef with, but would trash talk you a lot, or you would kind of get after it with a little bit?
Oh, in the game or in practice?
I mean, both, if you want to, if you can think of both.
Yeah, me and KG used to go at it a little bit in practice. Me and Kendrick Perkins. I pretty much got into it with everybody in practice, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I wouldn't think that with you.
Yeah, no, I'm from Oakland, man. They know me, man. I got into it with everybody. But, you know, I love my teammates, though. You know, I wouldn't do nothing over the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wouldn't take it over the top. I would just talk trash and you know, be fun, friendly, competitive, stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But on the like, in the games, as
in
much
game,
as you were aggressive,
yeah,
mm-hmm. it just didn't – I don't remember you – I mean, this was a while ago. No offense, but, like, it was a while ago. I don't remember you being this vocal guy chirping other people.
No, I wasn't trash talking to everybody. I let my game do the talking, but – when you do talk to me, I will talk back. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I will talk back. And then I think me and Kenyon Martin had a couple of little things. We went at it. I was young, and you know.
He's a vet then.
Yeah, yeah. He knocked me on the ground. I was like, oh, that's a good hit. I was like, I like that hit. That's a good hit. Paul Pierce took up for me, you know, when I was young. Yeah, I got it, Pete. I can take it for myself. And then I dunked on the whole team afterwards and talked crazy to everybody. That's how I try to get back at people, you
right.
know.
Hey.
And then, but in the game, the one that would talk trash to me, and we always go back and forth, it was Z-Bo.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Z-Bo, that's my guy, man. That's my guy. But Z-Bo will talk crazy and trash, and with like no other.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard he can chirp a little bit, but I didn't know.
But he got game, though. Yeah, but he got game.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, he's not just talking. He got game. So it's a little different. You know, I talk to him back, but I got to focus, too, on how to stop him and make sure he don't get to his spots.
So we had – I don't know if you remember Mitch McGeary played for the Thunder for a little bit. I don't know if you guys were in the league at the same time, but he was from – he went to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And we had him on – last week, and he was talking about playing Z-Bo and how, like, he would get drilled in the ribs by
all
the time.
Yeah, Z-Bo will hit you. Yeah, and I wasn't afraid to hit back, but yeah, he will hit you. Like, only thing about Z-Bo, man, look at this, about Z-Bo is, you know, you get a couple stops in a row as a defender, like I was.
Mm-hmm.
I get a couple stops in a row on Z-Bo. I'm good. I think I'm straight. Okay, cool. The NBA, usually, once you stop a player two times in a row,
mm-hmm.
they don't come back to that player till later. You know, they
right.
go somewhere else. But with Z-Bo, they come right back. And I was like, hold on, I just stopped him twice. Y'all coming back to him? And so we going at it again.
Yeah.
And then he scored, and then I stop him. I'm like, okay, it's over with. They come right back. So I knew something about Z-Bo was different.
Yeah.
Every time he called for the ball, you know he called for the ball every play.
Uh-huh.
He gets the balls. I had to call a timeout. I was tired. I said, Doc, who called that timeout? Sorry, Doc, I had to. Man, they was just going at me. I'm tired as heck.
So if you had a vote, Z-Bo's a Hall of Famer in your book?
Yeah, I think Z-Bo's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
He can score. He can do it all.
I mean, I wish
he could
have won.
Softest feathery
one.
Touch.
Yeah.
He got the soft feathery touch, and he can shoot the shot.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, he was so physical, but just his touch around the
he
rim.
Got, yeah, his touch was crazy. It's just soft. It's feathery. He wants to leave his hand, and, you know, you couldn't explain it, but.
Mainly, it was Blazers and Grizzlies with him, right?
Hmm?
That was it?
I remember the Blazers. Yep.
Was there another
team? The Grizzlies. Yep. Yeah, it was them the teams I really, you know, I remember them from.
I didn't know if he played for a third team, but
he played for, yeah, I think he played.
Was it the Suns? No.
Did he play for New York?
I think he played for New
York.
Yeah,
he played for New York.
But those are the two teams that you think of.
Yeah, but the two teams where he had a lot of success on. But he scored everywhere he went.
Oh, yes, he did. And rebounded, too.
Mm-hmm. But with Memphis, he started winning. You know, you started putting together stuff and started winning. And that was the great thing. You know, as like a great player like that, when you start putting everything together and it start to come together, now you start winning.
Yeah.
And now he became a better leader, a better player, all of the above.
And that's why he'll be remembered as a Grizzly above all else, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because he was there later on in his career. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the clock, and I got to make sure we get some Celtics stuff in for this year because I am curious your take.
Yeah.
So, obviously, losing Kyrie, huge, but you get Kemba. You lose Al. You don't really have that replacement. I think semi-defensively is that replacement. We'll see what Brad does. But how do you think this team separates itself from the pack this year?
Yeah, this team is going to be interesting to see. And I like them. I like this team so far. I got to get to training camp,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see what's going on with training camp. But I like this team, and I think they can make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
What they will have to do is play together. Like my 08 team, the Doc teams we had, we played together. even if one person couldn't do it all, like, we never expect one person to do it all.
Right.
We want to play together. We want to have each other's back. We want to play on the string. Mm-hmm. And I think if that team can do that and build that team camaraderie together, I think they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, one person just can't take on the whole thing, the whole responsibility, the defense, the offense. You know, you got to do it as a team. And I think that's what they should show this year.
And that's why I started things off with the role player stuff, not just because, like, that's what you did when you were here. Mm-hmm. It's just because it's such an important piece. And you, yes. guys, I mean, and like, I feel some guys want to be the guy,
yeah,
because that's how they get remembered and they get the money. But I mean, no one's forgotten Leon Poe, Eddie House,
no.
or James Posey, the no. three most important Mm-mm. like guys off the bench.
No, I walk around this day, they all bring up the championship game. They bring up stuff that I was a hard worker, in which I am, and always been. But you always need them role players, the people that come off the bench that gives you that boost, that lift for your team.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can have a 10-point lead the starters camp, or the starters can be down by 10 to 15. Like, we usually say, oh, we down 15?
Yeah.
Let's get this lead back. Yeah. And we'll come in there, and we'll have a lead like 3 or 4 when we come back, the starters come back in. And they'd be like, good job, y'all. Y'all can take it from here.
Yeah.
You know, and you need that push and that motivation. That's how we did it. And I think, you know, this team can be something similar, where people coming off the bench can have just as much of an impact as the starters.
I love it. I love that thing. It's, you know, I have other Celtics questions, but honestly, looking at the clock, we got to do the quick hits things, because you got to get going. All right. Jeez, excuse me. LeBron or MJ? Or do you have a different goal?
LeBron is my guy, but, you know, I played AAU with him. Mm-hmm. But I like MJ above all.
Okay.
Love MJ.
Did you hear about that take from Daryl Morey, the Rockets GM, about, was that James Harden?
James Harden scores more than
the greatest scorer of all time.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm not gonna get into all that, but no, I like MJ because he's scoring in multiple different ways.
I was curious.
A more efficient rating.
Yeah,
know. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you're good. If you didn't play basketball, would there be another sport that you think you could have played?
I tried football for a little bit.
Big dude.
And what I tried was flag football first. So what happened was, I tried flag football. I retired early, okay? Mm-hmm. I retired that year after I tried it. So I was in a championship game in flag football. And I was the punter, believe it or not.
You were the punter?
I played a lot of positions, but I was the punter. I was the best punter out.
Biggest takeaway from the interview, Leon Poe the punter.
I was the punter, but I wasn't the punter no more after that championship game. So they shot me the ball. They hiked it to me. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was just punt it down, game over. We win the championship. All the moms and the dads in there, they going crazy because it's a championship, it's rec league championship.
Uh-huh.
I punted the ball. I hit it real good. But I seen all the players running the opposite way. I said, where'd the ball go?
Oh, no.
The ball went the opposite way into the end zone. They picked it up.
Oh, no.
They won the game.
Oh, my God.
Won the championship. The crowd is booing me and yelling at me. I'm a little kid. I'm traumatized. So I said, I retired at the end of that year.
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm about to go try basketball.
I don't know how it happened.
How old did you say you were? I was like maybe 11 or 12, something like that.
Jeez.
And I was a great – I was kicking the ball forward in practice. Maybe I got nervous. I don't know.
Damn. All right, last two. Job if you were not an athlete.
I wanted to be a lawyer at first.
Oh, really?
I talk a little bit. You know, I'm a diplomatic person. Like to talk, like to, you know, men's arguments and stuff like that. See what goes on there. But then I'm more into business too. I love business. Like I love business.
And then playlist, or like, what were some songs you had to listen to before a game?
Tupac, that's my guy.
Okay.
That was my guy. Dear Mama, some stuff to get me going. Dear Mama was to calm me down, but then it reminds me of my mom's. And then the more upbeat Tupac songs, and I'll listen to some Lil Wayne. That's it.
Okay, I like mm-hmm. that. Well, Leon, I appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully we'll get you on again another time, talk more. Because God, we didn't even talk about this year at all.
Oh yeah,
appreciate it, brother.
It's all good, man. Thanks for having me.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. I'm just trying to be alright with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to be alright with it. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. Yeah. I just want to be alright with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some change.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.